Dr. Pinsky dictating a case review on September 21 regarding Eddie, E-D-D-I-E, Foster, F-O-S-T-E-R. As per the records provided, Eddie Foster was seen at Wilmington Medical Center emergency room on 11-16-21 due to left ankle pain. Pretty was injured at work when another forklift driver accidentally clipped his forklift and hit his ankle. Pretty denies any other injuries. Period. Exam found left ankle tenderness with no significant swelling. Periodistal pulses were intact. Period. He had x-rays notable for minimally displaced medial malleolus fracture with no other abnormalities. Pretty was splinted and made non-weight-bearing. But he's going to follow up with orthopedics and podiatry, who his family members recommend. Period. New paragraph. On 11-17-21, he was seen by orthopedist Dr. Ward, W-A-R-D. Period. His impression was displaced fracture of the lateral malleolus of the left fibula. Period. He discussed treatment options, including surgery. Period. In 11-22-21, surgery was done to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Foster followed up post-operatively. Period. And actually, before the surgical report, insert the CAT scan of the left ankle report from 11-18-21. Period. New paragraph. He continued to see Dr. Ward through 3-24-22. Period. He reported decrease in pain and was weight-bearing with a boot. Period. Since discontinuing the boot, he noticed increasing flat foot deformity. Period. He also reports he did not have a bunion on this foot prior to the injury. Pretty has increasing bunion deformity and pain at the medial eminence since his injury. Period. Exam found the incision was clean, dry, and intact. Period. The foot was well perfused. Period. Skin examination demonstrated mildly asymmetric forefoot abduction and hindfoot valgus on the left. First, the right, parentheses, SIC, close parentheses, period. His bunion deformity appears symmetric. Paired x-rays that day demonstrated status post. Open reduction, internal fixation, distal tibial plafond fracture with near complete healing, comma. Status post, open reduction, internal fixation, syndesmosis without apparent complication. Period. He was released for modified duty and referred for additional therapy. Period. Custom orthotics were recommended. Period. Was to return in 4 to 6 weeks for consideration of clearance for full duty. Period. It is unclear whether he followed up in that regard. Period. Findings and conclusions. On 11-16-21, Eddie Foster's left ankle was crushed by heavy machinery at work, namely a forklift. Period. Was seen at the emergency room the same day, where a clinical exam was unremarkable. Period. X-rays did demonstrate a fracture. Period. He was splinted and placed in a non-weight-bearing status. Period. New paragraph. He followed up orthopedically with Dr. Ward. Period. A CAT scan was done on 11-18-21 to be inserted here. Period. Surgery was done on 11-22-21 to be inserted here. Period. He followed up postoperatively through 3-24-22 when x-rays showed healing. Period. Clinical exam was minimally, if any, abnormal. Period. New paragraph. This case will be rated for a plafond fracture of the tibia, treated surgically with a good clinical result. Period. And that is the end.